BBC News with Jonathan Izard. There's been a renewed sell-off on Wall Street, with traders alarmed about the arrest in Canada of a senior executive from the Chinese technology firm Huawei. The US National Security Advisor John Bolton admitted that he had known of the arrest in advance. He said Huawei was one company Washington suspected was being used as an arm of the Chinese government. Rwanda's High Court has acquitted the political activist Diane Rwigara and her mother of charges of forgery and inciting insurrection. Ms. Rwigara served more than a year in prison after being disqualified from running in presidential elections. She said the charges were politically motivated. The Hungarian National Association of Journalists says it will challenge the government in the Constitutional Court for establishing a pro-government media conglomerate and for exempting it from scrutiny. The Central European Press and Media Foundation was established last month by the authorities, who said it was in the national interest. The Eiffel Tower and a number of Paris museums and markets will be shut on Saturday amid fears of further street violence involving the Yellow Vest protest movement. The demonstrations began in protest at fuel tax rises, but have broadened amid anger about rising living costs. The Netherlands has ordered an investigation into illegal adoptions by Dutch couples of foreign children. It will focus first on the adoption of children from Brazil, but will also look at cases from Colombia, Indonesia, Sri Lanka and Bangladesh over the three decades up to the late 1990s. A leading human rights group says it's received credible reports that a fourth Saudi women's rights activist has been tortured while in detention. Saudi Arabia denied earlier reports that three leading women activists detained this year had been assaulted and sexually harassed. Protests have been taking place in Bolivia in eight of the country's nine regional departmental capitals after a court ruled both the president, Evo Morales, and the vice president would be allowed to stand for office in primaries in January. BBC News.